The Bush administration has been making its case for more military aid to Colombia, arguing that the country needs U.S. help to battle a dual threat, the drug trade and terrorism. The Justice Department has brought charges against one designated terrorist group in Colombia for the 1999 murder of three Americans. The parents of one of those victims are worried that the indictments are being used to support increased military aid to Colombia. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
When he announced the indictments against six FARC rebels, Attorney General John Ashcroft said this was a step toward justice for the families of the three murdered Americans. But Julie Freitas, whose son Terrence was among the victims, is not feeling comfortable with this.
I'm kind of distressed that the ideals that he lived and died for, which were nonviolence and indigenous sovereignty and justice, are being diminished by this militarization politics in Washington.
Her son, Terrence Freitas, was working with the Ua Indian tribe in Colombia and protesting oil development. He and two other indigenous rights and environmental activists from the United States were kidnapped and murdered in 1999. While Julie Freitas would like to see those responsible put on trial, she opposes the Bush administration's request for more aid, specifically $98 million, to protect an oil pipeline from rebel attacks, a pipeline her son had protested. And she worries that increased aid will fuel the conflict.
We don't want the murders of these three individuals to create more violence in Colombia. And that doesn't mean that we're saying we'll be easy on the FARC. We just don't want these murders used as a reason for the expansion of the war.
The Bush administration has been pushing for increased spending and a loosening of restrictions on aid to Colombia. Right now, U.S. military assistance is restricted to the war on drugs. Administration officials argue there is a terrorist threat as well that Americans should be worried about. Attorney General Ashcroft, for instance, described the FARC as anti-American when he announced the murder indictments.
The United States strikes back at FARC's reign of terror against the United States and its citizens. Just as we fight terrorism in the mountains of South Asia, we will fight terrorism in our own hemisphere.
Coletta Youngers of the Washington Office on Latin America argues the Bush administration is focused too much on one side of a decades-old conflict in Colombia.
This is a multifaceted conflict. The FARC is a brutal actor, but you have many other brutal actors, including right-wing paramilitary groups, which in fact are responsible for 70% of political killings in Colombia today and have much longer and deeper links to the drug trade than does the FARC.
Youngers and other human rights activists argue the Colombian army still has ties to these paramilitaries. The State Department, though, certified that the Colombian armed forces are breaking these links and thus meeting standards set out by Congress to receive U.S. aid. Secretary of State Colin Powell told members of Congress recently that he's more persuaded than ever that the U.S. needs to fund the Colombian army because, he says, terrorism by the FARC threatens Colombia's democracy.
Assassination of officials, going after mayors, kidnappings, hijackings, all of these things have to be dealt with. And we have to have the flexibility in order to give the Colombian government the flexibility it needs to go after this kind of threat.
Powell reassured members of Congress the Bush administration is not trying to get around human rights requirements for military aid. Human rights groups want to see him put more pressure on Bogota before additional U.S. funds begin to flow. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.